Hey, good morning. I'm Chrissy J, and welcome to another episode of Teachable Thoughts, the podcast, where I'm taking a couple minutes of your time as you ease into your day, whether it's work, school, or whatever it may be, as I share what's on my mind. From lessons I've learned, reflections, to the takeaways from conversations I've had. And of course, I have my cup of tea by my side. This morning, I'm sipping on classic green tea, which I've talked about before in previous episodes. Green tea has many benefits, from assisting with hydrating and moisturizing the skin, strengthening tooth enamel, helping to prevent bad breath, and being filled with antioxidants. It's a go-to every time. But if you're looking for something different, unique blends mindfully crafted with your needs in mind, check out my tea line, Teachable Blends. Head over to teachableblends.com. That's TEATUALBLENDS.com. I'll also have the link in the description box. Okay, welcome back. Let me just start off by saying and sending my appreciation to you all who continuously tune in every week. Y'all have no idea how much it means to hear how this space impacts you and your day. Please continue to share. Let's talk about reclaiming the space we are in. Specifically, the spaces we live in or spend the most time in. I personally am mindful in how I set up the spaces in my home. Each room, each corner is a representation of me, from my style, creativity, emotions I'm feeling, and the energy I want to cultivate throughout. And so for the past few years, I have intentionally created a very calm, warm, safe, peaceful, and healing space for myself, as well as for anyone who is invited and welcomed in. And I must say, I'm taking so much pride in it. But what happens when that shifts? What happens when something occurs in your life and influences the rest of the energy around you, specifically in your space? Whether it was a personal loss of some kind, mental health triggers, setbacks, or any disruption, how do we take this now tangled, unsettling, perhaps even dark, cloud of energy and emotion that has now occupied our space and transformed it? Well, I don't have a simple answer, although I have been giving this a lot of thought. And with certain transitions in my life causing pretty significant energy shifts in my physical spaces, I've been trying to reclaim my own space. And maybe you're thinking, where does that even start? How do you navigate through that? I don't have a clear answer, as I am figuring out myself. And well, it may not be as simple as saging your space, although that is a great start and might be the right start for you. Depending on what caused that shift in energy and how strong that shift is, you may have to put in some real work. What I will say is, starting off with being aware, honest, and clear about the cause of the shift is a must. Think about what is prompting this and be real with yourself. How may you be subconsciously projecting certain energies into your space? Rethink how you want to feel in your space and the ways you need to get there. Remember, our minds are extremely powerful. And it may be as simple as starting off by just cleaning and decluttering your space, or you may need to let things go. Bring in new things like plants. Begin new habits or routines in that space. Honestly, it looks different for everyone. For me, I had to step away from that space. And I had to find understanding around the sudden shift, recognizing the root of it and figuring out what steps I needed to take. The most important things I've been learning from this is anyone and everyone can reclaim any space that they are in. You don't have to just deal with it, or hide, or run away. We have the power to shift and cultivate the energy we want in our prospective spaces. Use this time of transformation as a catalyst. Be patient and take time. Don't get caught up in racing against yourself. You have to believe you'll get it back to where you want it to be. And now I ask you, how do you reclaim your space after a shift in your life? Think about it.